You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is Luke 3:10 to 18, and it speaks of the crowd's response to John the Baptist. And the crowds asked him, "What then shall we do?" And he answered them, "Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise." Tax collectors also came to him to be baptized and said, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than you are authorized to do." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." We read this passage about a week and a half before Christmas, and it speaks about the coming of the Lord. It speaks about the Messiah coming. But with John the Baptist, it's a message of judgment. It seems that he refers not only to the first coming of Christ, but also to the second, when he speaks of separating the wheat and the chaff. And in light of that question, the crowds come to him, saying, "How are we to prepare for the one who is to come?" There's three kinds of issues with the crowds, the tax collectors, and the soldiers. With the crowds, you can say it's a sin of omission. They're not sharing as they ought to with those who are in need. With the tax collectors, it's an issue of manipulation. They're using their position to get more than is their due. And with the soldiers, it's an issue of coercion or force or bullying, you could say. They're using their position to force people to do their will. In all three cases, John the Baptist is indicting these people with a Scrooge-ish sort of behavior. All of them, their sins spring from covetousness. As I was reading Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol recently, and one of the first things he says about Scrooge is that the man is a covetous old sinner. And that's kind of the anti-Christmas spirit that John the Baptist is dealing with here. Well, what's his exhortation to them? His exhortation is to share, to give with a liberal hand, and to also be content with their own lot. For us in this season, I think there's certainly obvious ways we can apply this in terms of giving alms more generously, but there's also not only a financial, but a relational application of this teaching. Often we aren't content with the kinds of relationships or connections or attachments that we have. And too often our response is to share less or to demand more. And what John is doing here is saying, if you want to be ready for the Lord's coming, if you want to be ready to receive Him, then demand less, be content with what you have, share more generously, even at great cost to yourself. That's part of how we can prepare in expectation for the coming of the Lord, and it fits well with the spirit of the season.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.